Hello, and welcome to GCSE English Literature Poetry Unlocked. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most beautiful and complex poems in the OCR Love and Relationships cluster, Remember, by Christina Rossetti. This is a poem that appears simple on the surface, just 14 lines about asking someone to remember you after death. But, as we'll discover, it's a masterclass in structure, tone, and emotional complexity. By the end of this episode, you'll understand exactly how to approach this poem in your exam, what examiners are looking for, and how to compare it effectively with other poems in the cluster. So let's begin. Core concepts. 5 minutes. First, let's establish what this poem is really about. Remember is a Petrarchan sonnet, that's important, and we'll come back to it, written by Christina Rossetti in 1849 when she was just 19 years old. On the surface, it's a speaker addressing a loved one asking to be remembered after death. But here's the key. The poem is not just about love, it's about control, grief, and ultimately selflessness. The poem opens with a direct command. Remember me when I am gone away. Notice the imperative verb remember. This is an instruction, not a request. The speaker is trying to control how they will be mourned. And this continues throughout the first 8 lines, the octave. The speaker repeats, remember me 3 times, building a sense of urgency, almost desperation. There's a fear here, a fear of being forgotten, of ceasing to matter. But then at line 9, something extraordinary happens. This is the volta, the turn, and it's where the entire emotional tone of the poem shifts. The speaker says, yet if you should forget me for a while, and afterwards remember, do not grieve. Suddenly, the imperative commands stop. The speaker is no longer demanding to be remembered. Instead, they're giving permission to forget. And by the final couplet, the speaker says, better by far you should forget and smile thin that you should remember and be sad. This is the heart of the poem. The speaker moves from selfish control, remember me, to selfless release. It's okay to forget me if it makes you happy. This is what examiners want you to identify and explore, the tension between the desire to be remembered and the love that allows someone to let go. Now, let's talk about form, because this is where Rossetti is incredibly clever. Remember is a Petrarchan sonnet, which means it has a specific structure. An octave, 8 lines with an ABBA-ABBA rhyme scheme, followed by a sestet, 6 lines with a CDDE-FF rhyme scheme. The octave presents a problem or a feeling, in this case, the speaker's desperate need to be remembered. The sestet offers a resolution or a shift, the speaker's acceptance that being forgotten might be kinder. The ABBA rhyme scheme in the octave creates a sense of enclosure, almost like being trapped in grief or obsession. The rhymes fold back on themselves, away and stay, land and hand, creating a circular, inescapable feeling. But in the sestet, the rhyme scheme loosens. The CDDE-FF pattern feels more open, more resolved. This mirrors the emotional release the speaker experiences. And here's a technique you must mention in your exam. Euphemism. Rossetti never directly says, when I die. Instead, she uses phrases like, gone away, the silent land, darkness and corruption. These euphemisms reflect the Victorian discomfort with death, but they also show the speaker's own tentative, almost fearful approach to mortality. It's as if she can't quite bring herself to name it directly. Finally, let's talk about context. Christina Rossetti was a devout Anglican, and she suffered from chronic illness throughout her life. Some critics argue that her religious faith, her belief in an afterlife, allowed her to write this poem with such selflessness. If she believed she would be reunited with loved ones in heaven, then earthly remembrance becomes less important. But be careful. Examiners don't want you to dump biographical facts. You need to link context to the text. For example, you might say, Rossetti's Anglican faith may inform the speaker's ultimate acceptance of being forgotten, as the poem's euphemistic language, the silent land, hints at a belief in an afterlife where earthly memory is less significant. Exam tips and common mistakes. 2 minutes. Right. Let's talk about how to use this poem in your exam. You'll be comparing Remember with another poem from the Love and Relationships cluster. The key is to choose a poem that offers a clear point of comparison or contrast. For example, you might compare Remember with Echo, another Rossetti poem, to explore how both speakers grapple with loss and longing. Or you might compare it with A Broken Appointment by Thomas Hardy, contrasting Rossetti's selfless release with Hardy's bitter resentment. Here's the structure examiners want to see. Don't analyze remember in one half of your essay and the second poem in the other half. Instead, organize your essay by theme or concept. For example, you might have a paragraph on attitudes to death where you compare how both poems use euphemism or direct language, then a paragraph on the role of memory, comparing how both speakers want to be remembered or not. And here are the common mistakes you must avoid. First, don't ignore the volta. If you argue that the speaker is selfish throughout the poem, you're missing the entire point. Second, don't just describe the rhyme scheme. Saying the poem uses an ABBA rhyme scheme earns you no marks. You need to explain the effect. The ABBA rhyme scheme in the octave creates a sense of entrapment, mirroring the speaker's obsessive need to be remembered. Third, don't bolt on context. Saying Rossetti had Graves' disease is irrelevant unless you link it to the text. And finally, make sure you quote the second poem from memory. You'll have remember printed in front of you, but you need to memorize key quotations from the other poems in the cluster. Quickfire, recall, quiz. 1 minute. All right, let's test your knowledge. I'll ask 3 questions, and you should pause and answer them before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the rhyme scheme of the octave in remember? Answer. ABBA, ABBA. Question 2. What is the key shift that happens at line 9, the volta? Answer. The speaker moves from commanding the loved one to remember to giving permission to forget. Question 3. Name one euphemism Rossetti uses for death. Answer. Gone away, the silent land, or darkness and corruption. Summary and sign off 1 minute. Brilliant. Let's recap. Remember, by Christina Rossetti, is a Petrarchan sonnet that explores the tension between the selfish desire to be remembered and the selfless act of letting go. The poem's structure, octave and sestet, divided by a volta, mirrors this emotional shift. The ABBA rhyme scheme in the octave creates entrapment, while the sestet offers release. Rossetti's use of euphemism reflects Victorian attitudes to death, and her religious context may inform the speaker's ultimate acceptance. In your exam, focus on the volta, analyze the effect of the rhyme scheme, integrate context thoughtfully, and compare conceptually rather than sequentially. Avoid the common mistakes. Don't ignore the shift in tone. Don't feature spot without analysis. And don't dump biography. You've got this. Remember is a poem that rewards close reading and thoughtful comparison. Practice quoting it, practice linking it to other poems, and you'll be ready to earn top marks. Thanks for listening to GCSE English Literature, Poetry Unlocked. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you next time.